So the Heilige Mishnah weiter mesecht des Trumas Perik Gimel Mishnah Zayin. In Mishnah Vav we learned that you're supposed to give Bikurim before Truma, and you are supposed to give Truma before Maaser Rishon, Maaser Rishon before Maaser Sheni, and a person is actually over a loisa se. If he doesn't do it in that order, as the pasuk says, Meleyoscha v'demacha loisa acher. Still, however, Bidi Eved, if he does not separate these things in the right order, the Truma is chal. Now our Mishnah here in Mishnah Zion asks, Umenayin, how do we know? Sheyigdemu habikurim letruma. From where do we know that bikurim is supposed to be separated taka before truma? This is part of the shaila. Zekari truma veracious, v'zekari truma veracious. The Torah refers to bikurim as truma, and the Torah refers to bikurim as racious. And the same is true for truma. The Torah calls it both truma and racious. So what's the difference? So who says that Bikurim comes before Truma? El rather, and fit the Mishnah, Yigdemu Bikurim. Bikurim should come first. Shein Bikurim Lakoil. What does it mean, Shein Bikurim Lakoil? The Lashon of Bikurim means the first ones. So Bikurim itself is telling us, the word Bikurim is telling us, that it has to come first. Others say, what the Mishnah means is the Torah talks about Bikurim before the other Matanis. Bikurim is mentioned in Parshas Kisisa, even before that. Truma and Maaser is mentioned in Parshas Kairach. And some say, what does it mean, Bikurim Lakoil? The Chiyuv, to separate Bikurim, when things first start getting right from the Shivas Aminim, that comes before the Chiyuv of Afrashas Trumas Yimaisras. Because that's when the payers are still connected to the ground. Separating Trumas Yimaisras is only after you detach them from the ground. So we have three pshatim as to what the Mishnah's answer is, why is Bikurim before everything else, because it is Bikurim Lakoil. The first pshat is the word Bikurim means to start with. Or in the Torah talks about Bikurim as early as Parshas Kisisa, which is in Chumash Shemais. And a third pshat is the Chiyuv of Bikurim comes when you see the Shivas Aminim, they start getting ripe, still when it's connected, still when it's Mechuber. So the Chiyuv comes before Trumas Yimaisras, and therefore you separate Trumas. We also separate Bikurim beforehand. Vaitra, Zakta Mishnah, Utruma, and Truma, the Truma you give to the Kayan. Larishan, that comes before Maaserishan that goes to the Levi. Shahi, because Truma is called Rashis. The Torah refers to Truma as Rashis. The Torah says Rashis de Gancha. So the Torah is saying it comes first. Maaserishan is never referred to as Rashis any place in the Torah. Maaserishan L'sheni. How do we know Maaser Rishon comes before Maaser Sheni? And for the Mishnah, Sheyesh by Reishis, because in the Maaser Rishon there is Trumas Maaser. Remember, you give Maaser Rishon to the Levi has to take Truma from that and give it to the Kayan. And the Trumas Maaser is called Reishis. So there is Reishis in the Maaser Rishon. Indirectly, you have to first give it to the Levi, but still there's Reishis there. On the other hand, in Maaser Sheni, there's no Reishis at all. So our Mishnah asked the Kasha, if the Torah refers to Bikurim as Truma, Trumas Yatcha, that's Bikurim. And the Torah refers to Bikurim as Reishis, it says Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha. And the same is true for Truma, it's called both Truma and Reishis. Why Taka does Bikurim come first? So we answered, the word Bikurim indicates, right away to start with. Or in the Seder of the Parashah it comes first, it's in Kisisa. Trumas Yimaisras are until much later. And the third pshat, do you remember? The Chiyuv for Bikurim comes before the Chiyuv of Trumas Yimaisras because it's still connected to the tree. Truma comes before Maaser Rishon because by Truma the Torah says Reishis to start with. Maaser Rishon comes before Maaser Sheni because within Maaser Rishon there's Trumas Maaser after it goes to the Levi. And the Trumas Maaser has Reishis. In the Mechilta, as you can see here in the Sefer Melech HaShlaim, if you want to look it up in the Mishnayis, there's a different reason why Bikurim comes first. That's because the Torah gave Bikurim four names. Reishis, Truma, Meleah, and Bikurim. As opposed to Truma that has only three names. Reishis, Truma, and Dema. Maaser Rishon has two names. Maaser, and there's the Reishis of the Trumas Maaser that's in it. And Maaser Sheni has only one name.